Before we begin this podcast, we would like to thank our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfams. You can find the link in the description to support us. Anything from a dollar can really help us out and keep producing this podcast. A special shout out to Christian Galindo, Evelyn Preciado, and Cassandra Gutierrez. Y'all are our BBF, BFFs, and y'all have been riding with us for a long time, so much love to y'all for real. If you would also like to help support this podcast, check out us out on Patreon. For as little as a dollar, you can get archive posts. $5 gets you a video episode. $10 gets you a bonus episode. We just shot one a week ago. That's a bonus episode for y'all that talks about some things like Little Nas X and how useless cops are. So check that out. Again, the link is in the description. And let's start the show. All right, we're doing it live. Hello, hello, hello. I am your host coming from you to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And this week's recession indicator is that the VMAs were on CBS because MTV has cheapened its product so much that it can no longer truly call itself music television.
That's wild.
I remember when the
Did you?
VMAs, I feel like that used to be like the thing to watch.
Yeah, did you watch them? I didn't even know they were happening.
Yeah, I watched kind of like I haven't really watched the performances, but I know Mariah was there. I know Lady Gaga was there. I know Sabrina Carpenter and Tate McRae made a splash. And like
I didn't.
Cat's Eye performed, So, but it wasn't like, I think they invited a lot fewer people because it was like a smaller space in order to get like the big stars to finally show up because they haven't been showing up for the last few years.
Interesting.
But yeah, what did you have in store for us today?
My God, there's just like so much that have happened. I feel again with this administration, it's like something new every day. But one of the big things I want to talk that has happened, I guess, within the last week is that Florida. I actually am. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not 100% sure if this has happened or it's like going to happen, but obviously they've want to do like vaccine that they want to end vaccine mandates in the state. Florida. I want to shit on Florida so bad because it's just like, what is it? What, But not, but it's like the whole country at this point. But Florida just a mess per usual.
Yeah, it's their Surgeon General, Joseph Ladapo, who said that who likened vaccines to slavery because it's like people are forced to do it, and he's gonna suggest that they end vaccine mandates, and like. He like likening them, likening the vaccines to slavery is already really bad. It's worse when you realize that there's like a black Republican from Florida saying this shit, who's not only a black Republican but a black Republican in charge of people's health, right? And when it was reported, when this Surgeon General went on CNN. Jake Tapper, who's not even a fucking liberal, he's like a centrist at best, noted that like cases of hepatitis A, whooping cough, and chicken pox are rising in Florida. And that was even before he made his decision of lifting the vaccine mandates. And he asked him if like he had gathered any data on why this had been rising, and he said no, we hadn't done any like collected any data on that. That it's ultimately just an issue of right or wrong.
One of the quotes, because like there's a few articles, but one of them, because he did say, I think yesterday that his, yeah, like you said, his team had not conducted any studies in the effects of removing state back vaccine mandates before he made his public appeal this week, of course. But this quote that he said, "What I'm saying is that it's an issue of right and wrong in terms of whether parents should be able to control, have ultimate authority over what happens to their kids. And in terms of outbreaks, we do have outbreaks in Florida, just like every state, and we manage those. So there are no new special, special procedures that need to be done." And I would like to actually not right now, because I would like to be prepared, but I think an important conversation to have is like this. We're calling it parental rights, and it doesn't just apply here, but just like in everything that we see that, right? Like the quote unquote, like the woke attacks of like attacking education and what our children are allowed to learn and what they're not allowed to learn, what books they're allowed to read, vaccines, like everything like that the right is doing in like parental rights. And it's always like, I would like to talk about that in itself, if that makes sense, because it's like, why is like my right, quotation marks, as a parent more important than the well-being and the life of my child? Like, because again, it goes back to this conversation of seeing and treating children as property and an ex like my property. And so therefore I get to choose what my child does and doesn't do, even if it's hurting him, even though if it's killing said child. Parental rights are always going to triumph over the well-being of a child. And that's what I feel about this quote that he said. But it doesn't just apply to that. But anyway, I would like to have that conversation when I'm more prepared to do so. But that's one of the things that I thought about when I read that quote.
Yeah, something else that like this leaves out of the conversation is that like sure, whatever argument people want to make about like parental rights or whatever the fuck, like why the fuck not? Whatever, let's play ball. But the health of your child ultimately affects the health of everybody else's child, like, and everybody's teacher. Like, so as long as you want to be in community with folks, if you want to go to any type of school, like, you are also in charge. Like, your child's health is affecting other kids' health, so you're also responsible for that, whether you like it or not. So, this really can't be like a singular choice. That's why, I mean, sure, there used to be like chicken pox parties growing up, right? You know, and that was people's choices. I don't know if you remember that when like one kid got chicken pox and they would make them all hang out. But that's an it's another thing to send your fully like in like chicken poxed out kid to a school of where the classrooms are like, you know, 20 other kids and their teachers, right? It also ignores the fact that like there are so many diseases that like have been prevented or have been eliminated because of vaccines.
Yes, and now we have people like questioning whether the disease was a problem because you've never actually experienced it because of vaccines. Like, go ahead.
And yeah, people don't know if they've ex experienced it, A. But also, like, there's like shit that's gonna pop up because of this. Like, things are gonna get. We're gonna be finding new diseases that we didn't know existed, like for real. And I mean, that's what it comes down to, like.
And it's also like vaccines, right now, like I'm talking about children, but it's also not children. It's also like The elderly, cancer patients, people that are more vulnerable, right? Not just children, but in regards to children, because I'm seeing people being like, oh, well, let them find out, you know, like when kids start dying, they're gonna, and it's like, no, like kids are not, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? Like saying, like, it, how to explain it? Like, we don't just sit back and be like, oh, they're gonna learn their lesson when all these children die. Like, who the fuck says that? Like, it is our job to protect children and obviously like fight back as much as we can against it, because it's like to say like, oh, they're learned. It's like these children don't vote. Like these children don't, they're not the ones making these decisions, right? It's like up to adults to like protect children and guide them. And so, yeah, no, I'm not okay with saying like they'll find out, and it, when children start dying, like that's a wild thing to say.
And it's like, whose life is disposable here for someone else to learn a lesson, right? Like,
Yeah, like that's
we go back to like, it's all about like protecting the children until it's time to actually protect the children. And that goes right now for the people who don't want to vaccinate their kids, but it also goes to the people who are saying, like, oh, they're going to learn their lesson when their fucking kid dies. Like, this child is like being neglected by not being vaccinated, right? Like,
yeah, it's not like a teaching tool. It's not like kids are here for that purpose to teach us something.
yeah.
It reminds me of there was like, I think we might have mentioned it, that this child that was unvaccinated died. I don't know if it was in Texas, and their parents were like, we stand by our decision that
Oh,
we didn't
yeah.
back, like they did not give a fuck, even though their child died. So it, even then, if we're talking about that, it's like it just because children are will die doesn't mean that people are going to change their views, right? But we still need to like fight back and protect children and the elderly and immune compromised people, et cetera, right?
Yeah, like
Which is, go ahead.
is your supposed freedom worth your child's life, right?
Yeah. And it's wild to me how people will like, I'm not going to say who, but y'all know who I'm talking about, will be like, let me vaccinate my dog. But they won't vaccinate their fucking children. Like, yeah, okay, bitch.
Girl, now they ain't vaccinating dogs either.
They're not, are they?
No.
Because you know, people love animals and dogs more than children.
I know, but now they're saying not even to vaccinate their goddamn dogs.
I'm dead. That's
Yeah.
oh, that's a big one.
But
That's a big
like,
one.
what people have to understand is that like, if you don't vaccinate your dog and it bites somebody, like there is no testing or whatever the fuck. Like, if your dog is found to not have been vaccinated, in order to save the person's life and to know what they have to like look out for, it has to be tested for rabies. And like one of the most common ways to test for rabies is like to kind of put the dog down. So like take risks with whatever you think is appropriate, people who aren't vaccinating shit. Like, yeah, people are just so nonsensical.
In other news, RFK Jr. has, well, you know, we also talked about this as well, about his statements on autism, and now he's saying that Tylenol causes, taking Tylenol while you're pregnant, like causes autism. Which is wild, because I would always see this, I haven't seen in a while, but I don't know if it was on Twitter or Facebook. I would always get this ad that was like, did you take Tylenol while you were pregnant? Yeah, like this is linked to autism. And I remember my someone in my family sent it to me, and I was like, bitch, get this out of my face. Like, so anyway, that was like a few years ago, and so now it's like a thing, I guess, that he's running with now, of the, you know, attacking autistic children, people, and families again, or
And
ongoing, I should say.
yeah, this coming from the same person who like is trying to end like also trying to end like COVID mandates across the nation. And actually, like they're like not being federally funded anymore. Like you can't get after like I think November, you won't be able to get a free COVID test without like insurance, or it won't be as
I
easily
felt like
accessible.
that was already happening.
I
Or
mean,
am I wrong? Because
maybe
I
in
guess maybe it
Texas,
depends.
yeah. I mean, maybe in your side of the woods. But I think California, well, the West Coast, as far as I know, like is still pretty Gucci. Maybe there's some issues. Like I know I used to just go to the fucking CVS around the corner and like get even my vaccines when shit started. Because the doctor was kind of far from my house at the time. I just used to bike to the CVS and get my vaccine, but that was available because they got like federal funding on some level. And now that's gonna be gone. And when pressed to talk about like why RFK is encouraging this end of the COVID vaccine mandates and precautions when so many people died, RFK couldn't, like, he couldn't answer how many people died, right? Despite this being like the one of the major global pandemics, you know, this century. And when pressed about like, does he know about like the efficiency of vaccines, he also couldn't answer that question. So
Of course.
these are a bunch of people who are just fucking ignorant, who are just talking
Yeah, because
about these things out their ass.
even if you wanted to get to the bottom of what causes autism or anything to do with it, that is like years long study. This bitch is like,
Yeah.
I'll figure it out in 9 months. Like, no, sir, you will not. No, you will not. But these are the people that are obviously running this country.
Yeah. And like the science is not complicated for vaccines. Like it can be scary, sure, but complicated. You're just, you know, this is invented, I believe, like around 2 centuries ago or less. When, you know, this woman discovered that taking a little bit of a disease can lead to, creating the antibodies, right, that are necessary. To heal somebody. And so like a lot of the fear mongering that comes with this is comes from like this people who want you to like dis ultimately like distrust like science, distrust shit that we know and trust, right? So be wary of that.
Also interesting to see, because you know there was like also this, there's a connection here of like people always linking vaccines to autism, and so now people are like, well, there's no vaccines for children, like what are they going to blame? And I guess now they're switching it over to Tylenol,
Oh
you
Lord.
know.
Yeah. So along with that, some other things happening with your goddamn government is that Trump is trying to ban guns from trans people. Just because there was one person who was allegedly trans who shot up a school. And first of all, I've always been of the opinion that we should arm trans people. They are the most at risk for facing violence on multiple levels. Additionally, There has been how many shootings by white people in
White men
white men
specifically.
specifically in our history, and how many of them have been like how many laws against white men owning guns do we have?
Nope.
And so it's just like strange to me that there's one person who does this and all of a sudden like all hell breaks loose for these Republicans.
Yeah, it's not like surprising, but it is wild for them to single out trans people. Like, okay. I mean, again, not shocking, not surprising, obviously with the way things are going, but it's just like how many mass shootings have happened where it's like white men specifically, and then from that it's just men. But no, we're gonna go after like trans people from owning guns, like, yeah, and like you said, no, that's we need to arm trans people.
And this is like part of the ongoing attacks on trans people, right? Like, this is like, and I am suddenly aware that there's like a silence from the Second Amendment people. You can't take my guns. And it's like, do you or do you not like hold these rights like, dear to you, right? Like, are you, is it, or is it only when it affects like white families? Which, like, if so, say it with your fucking chest, because right now they're trying to take somebody's Second Amendment rights, and the gun lobbies are pretty silent. So either you're about it or you're not. And if it be if you're because ultimately, as history has shown, they'll do something to the most marginalized people, and then it'll eventually come up to you, wherever the fuck you are on that line. So if you're a little white person, out there with your little Oregon sticker, or the government can't, will have to take my guns from my, dead hands. Like, girl, they might be coming for them soon, because first they're gonna come for trans people's guns, and then they're gonna come for yours. So wake the fuck up. And if this was your issue, because gun lobbies do pay a shit ton of money to make this a priority at the White House. This is your fucking issue, then you better speak the fuck up, or I don't want to hear it. Like, or you're just like bullshitting.
And another thing that was just happening today is that the Supreme Court is allowing for racial profiling
Oh,
from
God.
ICE, which at the same time, like they've been that, I mean, that is what they do. They're already doing this, but now it's like backed by the Supreme. Now it's just like there. You know what I mean? Now it's just like, yeah, you can do it. Where it's like, I obviously they were doing it before, but now it's legal to do it. And the way that they, what I've read is targeting of, Spanish speaking people, the color of your skin, and if you work a certain job, like a low wage job.
Only three people didn't, only three Supreme Court justices didn't approve of this. So most of the Supreme Court justices said it was okay. But Sotomayor was the one whose dissent I saw. And basically, yes, the way she put it is the government and now the concurrence has all but declared that all Latinos, U.S. citizens or not, who work low-wage jobs are fair game to be seized at any time, taken away from work, and held until they provide proof of their legal status to the agent's satisfaction. Because you can carry your ID and all this shit, but ultimately it's about whether they believe you or not.
They can still hold you and eventually let you go, but, or maybe not, who knows? You know what I mean? It's like I've seen so many stories of people who are US citizens who have been detained by ICE who obviously were racially profiled, like I said. And some of them were, eventually let go, but
Not after being traumatized.
yeah, for sure.
As of, I haven't checked on the updates yet, but as of just a few, when this shit just started, like if the Trump's reign, in that time, one Canadian citizen and one US citizen died in like ICE custody. Like, they're basically killing would-be citizens for, or possible citizens, I mean, for no reason. Ultimately, they claim they want people to go through the legal immigration process. That is not something that is available to people anymore. Mind you, it was previously so unattainable because of all the red tape that people had to maneuver. But since, these last administrations, things have gotten even more impossible, and now really actually impossible under this latest Trump reign. And so now we have an unofficial police force because reminder, like these are like cops are bad as is. These are not even actual cops. These are just like armed like idiots who like applied for this fucking job, out of nowhere and are just getting paid to kidnap and terrorize people. They have no fucking training. They basically just gave them a fucking gun and told them go kidnap people. And so even the folks who are, again, we go back to like, all right, you say you fucking love the amendment and shit. Like, where is your uprising, people who are constitutionalists or whatever? Where is your uprising about the fact that the government is sicking the National Guard, ICE, and the cops on its own people, which essentially amount to the military, which is in our amendment in our constitution, that shit that cannot happen. Like, that's crazy.
Yes, sir.
Almost as, and like almost as like, well, just as crazy as like the fact that the Trump's administration renamed the Department of Defense into the Department of War.
That's
What do you think about that?
so like I am a man. US patriot coded to be like, okay. I mean, what? Is it's like this question of like, does it even matter? I mean, what it's called when you're at the end of the day, it's like what they're doing. So to me, it's just, it's, I didn't.
Yeah, well, get this. It's like they can't even officially call it the Department of War because it's not like legal yet, but they've already changed all the placards and shit. For whatever reason. But so essentially they're making us call them by their preferred name, even though there's no like legal backing for it. So, very Pride Month of them, honestly.
Are we still in Pride Month? No.
Every time it's Pride Month and fucking,
It's bi-month, bitch.
it's a.
September is bi-month,
Is it
sorry.
officially?
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
what?
it's a day and then a week, and now we're taking the whole month.
Well, Hispanic Heritage Month begins in a little while, so.
I
So
like when
maybe.
they overlap, and I feel very powerful.
Yeah, they overlap sometimes. I didn't
No, they
even know that.
do.
Oh.
You do overlap.
But yeah, that is what's happening in our fucking government right now. And we're probably missing a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to like keep up with everything that I see.
Especially this last week, I just feel like it was crazy shit after crazy shit. Because I'm remembering now that technically JD Vance and Trump ran as a pro-peace ticket.
Oh, okay.
And there's two graphics that, one during their campaign that sees him smiling and it says pro-peace ticket. And another one just of like the Department of, like big letters, Department of War with Trump looking pissed. And also, like, the White House account on Twitter posted a picture of like Trump, like essentially nuking Chicago after sicking like the
I saw
National
that.
Guard on them. Yeah. Oh, relatedly, Trump is now selling $15 don't oh, seeking $15 donations so that he can get into heaven.
And people are donating. You know
Yeah.
who's donating to that cause? Very laughable.
Nicole Scherzinger? Or who's
Well,
donating to that cause?
white people.
Oh, yeah.
White people.
And Nicole Scherzinger. Did you see her being a MAGA bitch?
No.
Really? Oh, you just
I don't think
laughed?
so.
Oh, some like Republican like figure posted a picture of like a MAGA hat, but instead of like Make America Great Again, it was something like, Make America God
Okay,
Again.
yes, I did see that. That was a while ago,
That
right?
was this
Yes.
year. That was like at the
Yeah, that was
beginning.
this year, but like a while ago. I remember
Yeah, it
that.
was like January, February, or at the end. It was within the 12-month period, but it was just like just as the Tony Award campaigns were beginning, and people were like, I think she just shot herself in the foot, because she was like, oh my God, where can I get one of these hats? But later pretended that she was ignorant to what the hat meant, and that it was just about her love of God. And people were like, how the fuck are you ignorant about one of the most unfortunately iconic pieces of clothing in the last of the 21st century? Anyway, the Pussycat Dolls really hit though. Yeah, that is it for me. Yeah.
Yes.
What made you less bitter this week?
I think the feeling of summer leaving. we talked about this, like summer's not done, but it's starting to feel, you know what I mean, when it's like September and like the weather starts change like that. That
Yeah.
right there. Yeah, that's, I love it. It makes me, it puts me in a good mood
That's crazy. It
that I don't
puts me
have
in a
to
bad mood.
stop.
I'm
Well, for
like,
me, it's like, oh, okay, now I don't have to like crank my AC all the way up. Like now it's like settling and like the temperatures are like slowly dropping. You know what I mean? For me. So for the month of September, I don't know. After September, it's like, for me, it's just like downhill.
oh
So
my
it's like the best
God.
time of the year. It's like,
No, I've been so
for me, it's
fucking.
like the beginning of the year is always just kind of like work and like doing important stuff, and it's so serious. And like by the end of the year, I'm just like done, like mental, like I'm checked out. So like the
Yeah.
last few, like towards the end of the year, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going on vacation. I'm done. Like I'm more carefree towards the end of the year because I'm like it's done. Like I deserve this. So, yeah.
Damn. Well, that's actually what's made me sad, this year.
What?
The fact that summer feels like it's ending, even though it technically doesn't end until September 21st or
Yeah.
22nd. So I need y'all to fucking still shake that ass in public until this shit's done. But the thing that have made me less bitter is that we officially have our first saint in the Catholic Church that played Pokemon cards. Saint Carlos Acutis, also I believe from Latin America, was recently made into a saint because of his work cataloging, like making the first digital archive of where miracles happened. And so he was a teenager when he died. He succumbed to, I believe it was like leukemia. And he was sanctified recently. And Yeah, along with that, the Catholic Church put out a statement recently that it will try to maintain an open door to LGBT folks, and he is after 1,300 LGBT pilgrims went to the Vatican. To the Jubilee, actually, to a queer pilgrimage to Jubilee, Monsignor Savino held a mass ceremony with them at the request of Pope Leo. And I feel like I've become like the respondent to fucking Catholic news, but I think ever since Conclave, I've just been back into Catholic culture. And it doesn't help that there's this really funny account on Twitter called like Conclave Crave. Or Pope Crave, I believe Pope Crave. It's called Pope Crave, a play on Pop Crave that is really like hitting it out of the park with their like funny take on like Catholic news. So check them out. They're like super pro LGBT and shit. This is not a approval of the Catholic Church, by the overall. But yes,
Okay.
that. Seeing that was cute. And that's it for me.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. Well,
All
we
right,
shall
y'all.
see each other next week then.
All right, y'all. Take care of yourselves.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, but before we go, I would like to give a shout out to Fernando Peña, Selena Portera, Miranda E., Ronnie Leyva, and Bianca Garcia for being our I Know Her Level patrons. If you want to get in on the shout out action, become a patron. $15 gets you a shout out at the end of the podcast, and $30 gets you a shout out at the beginning. So check it out. Yeah, and I'll see you next time. Bye.